Before we go to our main text, Bible text, we would like to share from the chapter 7 of John's Gospel.
在我们来到今天的主题之前，我们先来看约翰福音的第七章。
Before we go to Gospel of John chapter 7, let's turn to two Old Testament passages that we like to have a little bit of reflection on the previous messages.
在我们来到约翰福音第七章之前，我们先来看两处的旧约圣经，来回顾一下我们从前所讲的信息。
First one is the Isaiah 55.
第一处是在以赛亚书55章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk, without money and without cost.
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
So this is a prophet Isaiah. He wrote down these verses 700 years before Christ was born.
这是先知以赛亚在主耶稣诞生700年前他就看见的。
The spirit of the Christ in this prophet named Isaiah, he wrote this down.
圣灵借着先知以赛亚把这个写下来。
So it says that everyone who thirsts come to the water.
他在这里说到一切干渴的都当就近水来。
You know, Bible uses our physical experience like a thirst and to describe to us the spiritual truth and reality.
你看圣经在那里用我们生理的这个现象来形容我们属灵里面的干渴。
Besides breathing, we have to breathe air, but the second most important thing for us to survive, to live, is to have water.
除了我们必须要有空气来呼吸，第二个是最基本需要的就是水。
So, for a living person, the most important thing to us is water.
对于一个活着的人来说，最基本的生存需要的就是水。
We're told that our body made of 70%, 75% of water.
我们有被告知，我们的人的身体是有 75% 是由水来组成的。
Even you don't feel thirsty sometimes, but if you don't have enough water, then you have a problem later on in your life.
甚至告诉我们，若是我们里面身体缺水的话，我们生理上面会遭受到疾病。
So Bible uses water to represent life.
圣经用水来预表生命。
So it says that if we thirst,They should come to the water without money, without paying any price.
在这里写到的，若是干渴的，可以不用银钱，也可以来。
So the water becomes very precious to us when we are thirsty.
所以水对我们来说，当我们干渴的时候，水是如此的重要。
But it says without money, meaning that come and buy.Actually, it's the way to say, to believe in the Bible.
在这里圣经上说来买，但是这里其实指的是说来相信。
And here says buy what? Buy wine and milk.
这里又说买酒和奶。
So wine means the joy in the Bible.
酒在圣经里头象征的是喜乐。
We have a good occasions in our life that we want to use wine to celebrate, to enhance the joy.
当我们在生活中有喜庆的日子，我们用酒来庆祝，来喜乐。
So wine represents joy in our life.
所以酒代表了我们生命中的喜乐。
And milk means that the best thing in the food, the best thing that we can have.
这个奶说到的是我们生活中最美好的事物。
And for children, for infants, that's all their need, just the mother's milk.
在食物中我们知道是最美好的，所以婴儿他们所需要的就是母亲的奶。
And it's, more than, it has a lot of nutrition we our body need.
我们身上所需要的许多的营养成分都在奶里面。
And last time I mentioned that there was a lady, elderly, who was at the time more than 80 years old.
我上次有提到有一位年长的姊妹，她已经超过80岁了。
And when sisters visited her, and her refrigerator had only one thing.
当姊妹们去访问她的时候，看到她冰箱里面唯一有的就是
She used milk to produce the culture for yogurt. So she was feeding on yogurt only.
就是牛奶，而她用牛奶在那里做成自制成酸奶。
And she was very healthy, very strong. You can see that she's very agile and very mobile.
她虽然只吃这个酸奶，但是她却是非常的壮实，也行动也非常的敏捷。
And very acute in her mind.
她的脑子也非常的敏捷。
She want to learn English in her 80s.
她在80岁的时候仍然要学习英文。
And she want to go to schools and to learn English.
她要去学校学英语。
And so we know that wine and milk talk about the best thing in our life.
所以酒和奶是说到我们生活当中最最美好的事物。
So,Bible and Lord Jesus use this analogy to tell us that to believe in Him can bring the best of our life.
圣经在这里告诉我们，主耶稣告诉我们，我们若是来相信他，我们就得着生命中最美好的。
And another place we like to read is Ecclesiastes 3:11.
下面一处我们要来看的是传道书3:11。
So he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in their hearts.
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
So now we turn to you. So last time we share this,the difference that we have in the animal kingdom, so-called, that we have the sense of eternity in our hearts.
上次我们有交通道说到我们在动物的这个世界里面都有这样子的一个意识，就是这个永恒。
Yeah, we're going to elaborate on this point a little bit more later on. So let's turn to John 7.
我们接下来还会更多的详细来查考这个。我们接下来来看约翰福音的第七章。
We're gonna read just one verse. Three verses. It is 37 through 39.
我们要在这里读三节的圣经，37到39节。
So it's John chapter 7, 37 through 39.
约翰福音7章37到39。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive.For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So take a look at what Lord Jesus says. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
我们在这里看见主耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
So it's echoed what the prophet Isaiah said.
在这里回应了以赛亚先知以赛亚所说的。
So the reason why Isaiah was able to say that because the Spirit of Christ in him, so that she spoke those words.
为什么以赛亚能说这些呢？因为基督的灵在他的里面，所以他能说。
So here we can see the Lord Jesus now.Again, uses that our physical experience to tell us, to teach us about spiritual reality, spiritual truth.
这里主耶稣用人生理的这个现象来告诉我们我们属灵的一个实际。
Because if we are thirsty,We want to get water.
因为我们渴了，我们就要来寻找水喝。
And Lord Jesus says, if you're thirsty, obviously it is not about physical thirst, it is about our spiritual thirst, a thirst in our heart.
主耶稣在这里说，你渴不单是你身体上的渴，实在是你灵里的饥渴。
And let it come to me and drink.
到我这里来喝。
And here it tells us that come to the Lord and drink. In the 38 says that he who believes. So it's another word to tell us is actually come to the Lord and drink is another phrase for believing.
38节说信我的人在这里到他那里去喝，其实是另外的一个意思，说到信心。
Because we have to trust him, trust what he says in order to come to him and drink. So the come to him and drink is another word for to believe in him.
因为我们因着信，我们到他的面前去喝，所以这个是说到这个信心的行为。
So in our spirit, in our heart, we all thirst for something.
在我们的灵里，我们实在干渴，寻求一样的事情。
And that makes us different from any other animals.
这个是与其他任何的这个受造的动物有区别。
The first thing we are thirsty for,is eternal life, something eternal.
第一，我们在那里觉得渴望的是这个永恒、永远的生命。
Because God told us that in His Word that when God created us, He put this place, this eternity in our hearts.
因为神告诉我们，他创造我们的时候，他已经把这个永生放在我们的心里。
That's the reason that if we have something good to happen to us, or we possess something good, we want it to last forever.
这说到我们若是遇到美好的事，我们愿意这个是永远持续的。
In this life, in this world, in this universe, only one is eternal, that is God.
在这个世上，在这个宇宙，只有一件事情是永远的，就是神。
So Bible tells us that God is eternal and He dwells in eternity. Eternity is His house.
圣经告诉我们，我们的神他是永远的，他是住在永远之中。
So that He created eternity in us. That's why we long for, we are thirsty for eternity, to live forever.
他也将这个永生安置在世人心里，使我们心中在那里渴慕，也愿意得着这个永远。
Well, it happened to, I don't think anyone here, you listen to this message, anyone wanted to die.
我想每一位听见这个信息的都会说，没有人希望死亡。
Even though it is inevitable, we will die, but we don't want to die.
虽然这是必不可，不能避免的，但是没有一个人说愿意来死亡。
You know that in the Chinese history, that many emperors, they want to look for the medicine or drugs that will make them live forever.
你知道在古代中国的这些皇帝，他们都在那里寻找有这样子的药物可以让他们活到永远。
So the first emperor, the most famous one, the first emperor of China,秦始皇，
最有名的第一个皇帝秦始皇。
It was recorded in the history that he sent thousands of virgin boys and virgin girls set sail to the east.
我们知道历史所记载的，他当时差派了上千名的童男童女往东部去。
And, of course, they never return.
当然这些人从来没有回来过。
Because he commanded them to acquire this something that he can take that will make him live forever.
因为他要求他们要取回这个让他能够永远活着的长生不老药。
And, you know, just, we don't know exactly what happened to them.
但我们不知道最终发生了什么事情。
Someone says, most likely, one of the possibilities is that they landed in Japan, somewhere in Japan.
但有这样的猜测说他们最终可能就是来到了日本，定居在那里。
Now,In the modern days, the billionaires, some of the billionaires, they want to do everything that they have to live forever.
在现在这个时代，也有许多的这些亿万富翁也享有这个永远的生命。
They are doing very weird things in their body, to their body.
他们就在他们自己的身上做一些非常奇怪的事情。
They will replace their blood every year, once every year, or they want their body to be frozen so that when the eternal medicine can make a person live forever, is invented that they want to be resurrected again, defrost and resurrected again.
所以他们有的是换血，每年一次把自己的血液换了，还有的就是想把自己的身体永远的冻存起来，等候有这样长生不老药出来以后，他们可以从此再复活。
So we as a human, we all want to live forever. We have the sense of eternity in us.
作为人类，我们都愿意永远活着，这个在我们里面确实有这个永恒的这样的一个意念。
So God's intention is for us to look for him, because only he is eternal.
但是神他的旨意是要我们来就近他，因为他是永远的。
So another thing that we all long for in our heart is the perfection.
还有一个在我们心中所渴慕的就是那个完全完美。
Now we don't see anything perfect in this world, in our experience.
在我们的经历中，这个世上没有一件事情是完美的。
But we have this idea, this concept of perfection in us.
但是我们有这个概念和意念，就是有关于完全。
So for example, that in the geometry, right, the circle, the round circle.
说到那个圆周。这个几何里面我们看见的这个圆周。
So in our concept, it is a perfect circle, the round circle. But in reality, we can never be able to produce the perfect circle, even though you use a compass.
虽然我们在概念中这是一个完美的圆，但是在现实的生活中，你从来不可能能够最终得着这样这个完美的圆。
Because a compass is a tool, and tool made by man, and it's not perfect. So you cannot make a perfect circle, even though you look like a perfect.
虽然用这个圆规我们在那里画圆，但是这是因为人造的一个工具，所以我们做不到，也画不出一个完整的、完全的圆。
But when we look at the circle, that the perfect image is in our mind.
当我们在这里看这个圆形的这个图案，我们脑海中有一个完全的这样的一个意念。
Even the straight lines, that is not straight. That's not perfect straight line because it is done by draw by using the ruler. Again, ruler is a tool invented by us.
说到直线，这一条直线也不能画出一个完美的直线，因为我们用的这个直尺也是人所造的工具，是不完美的。
But to us, because we have the sense of perfection, it is perfect straight line to us in our mind.
因为我们有这样子的一个概念，就是完美的这个直线。
And
所以我们看到好像是完美。
You are like also, we want everything perfect to us. If we have we all want to score 100. If that's the perfect score for us.
所以我们心中都有这样子的一个渴望，就是得着完美，就好像这个考试得100分一样。
Even though I failed the test, but still want it in my heart. Deep down in my heart, I want a perfect score.
虽然也许我考试不及格，但我心中仍然渴望能够得着这个满分。
We want to marry a perfect spouse.
我们也想有一个完美的配偶结婚。
We have all that's what the image of perfect spouse look like.
我们心目中都有这样一个完美的这个配偶的形象。
Even though we know we cannot never get it, and we ourselves is not the perfect ourselves.
虽然我们知道我们不可能得着一个完美的配偶，因为我们自己就不完美。
So that third point is that we all want the purity.
第三点是说到我们渴望的这样的一个纯洁。
It's in our character, we want to have this moral purity in ourselves.
我们渴望的是在我们的那个生命性情性格里面的那个纯洁。
In our somehow, even though we are sinners, all we experience are just a sinful nature of us, but in our heart, deep down in our heart, we all have a concept idea about the purity, the perfect purity.
虽然我们是罪人，我们常常犯罪，但是我们的心中渴望的是这样子的一个纯洁，这样子啊清洁的。
And so for example, even though we've fallen to lowest point, but in our heart we still want to have that purity in our character.
可能我们跌倒到了最低的时候，但我们心中仍然渴望我们的性格里面有这样子的清洁和纯洁。
For man, the lowest points of our character is to become traitor, the tax collectors.
在我们人看来，最低的就是背叛者，就像那个税率一样。
Because tax collectors collect the money for the Rome Empire, and they are under the suppression of the Rome Empire.
因为当时的那些税率是为罗马政府，就是他们的，就是奴役他们的这个罗马政府。
And for women, that lowest point they can get, is the prostitute.To become prostitute.
而对于 女子来说，最低的就是沦落为妓女。
But when Lord Jesus comes, that he was accused to be around in the midst of the sinners, the prostitutes and the tax collectors.
所以当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他常常被人在那里议论，因为他常与税吏和妓女同在一起。
One of the reasons is they saw Lord Jesus not only friendly, loving, but also that the purity are in Christ's character.
在这边我们看见的主耶稣，他不单单有那个爱，而且他实在里面有那个纯洁。
When they see the perfect purity in Christ Jesus, they're drawn to Christ Jesus.
当他们看见主耶稣里面的那个纯洁，他们就被吸引到主那里。
And even though sometimes Lord Jesus exposed what they are, but that they are still joined to the Lord Jesus.
虽然主在那里显明他们是怎样的一个光景，但他们仍然被吸引来到主前。
So that proves that in our hearts, in deep down in our soul, in our heart, we all want to be pure.
所以这里说出我们在我们的心的深处，我们都愿意成为那个纯洁的。
And Lord Jesus gave us a promise, the blessing,In the Beatitude.
主耶稣也告诉我们这个八福。
And in the Beatitude, one of the blessings the Lord tells us is the blessed are the pure, for they shall see God.
其中一个福分就是清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
So it tells us a pure motive, that is, we just want to know God and accept God. We want to really know and see God. And we don't have any other ulterior motive.
这里说到他们是这样的清心，他们单单的唯一的动机就是要来认识神，来接受神，来看他，而不是其他的物质上的一些的动机。
And then Lord Jesus promises that we shall see God.
而主在这里应许说，这样的人一定能够得见神。
So we all know that we also want to need the love. We all need the love, but even though we cannot get the love, the perfect love, the purest form of love.
我们都知道，我们都愿意有爱，虽然我们得不着这个完全的那个最纯洁的爱。
For couples, we long for the true love, pure love without cheating.
在夫妻之间，我们寻求的就是那种纯洁的、完全的、没有任何欺骗的那个爱。
And then the fourth thing that we all want is truth.Something really、
第四件事情我们渴望的是真理真实的东西、
When I was in high school and in college, the thing that disappointed me most was that nothing is true, nothing is real.
在我成长的过程中，在我高中读高中的时候，有一件事情实在让我里面沮丧的，就是没有一件事是真实的。
Now we know that we are living in the AI world.
那我们现在活着的是那个人工智能的时代。
And we know that sometimes we see that the YouTube video or TikTok video, or you heard the sound, and you're very touched.By whatever presented to you, and then later you find out they're actually made of AI. AI generate these images and songs and the characters there.
当我们在那里听油管或者是抖音，听见很好的歌或者是表演，我们非常的感动，但是以后发觉它其实是人工智能所造成的。
Then I think that.What touched us, that the feeling sensation will be gone, right? Okay, this is fake. It's not real.
所以我们里面的感动也就由此消失，因为这个实在不是真实的，是假的，用 AI 做的。
So we all long for that something real, especially nowadays, as AI become predominant in our life.
尤其是在今天，当人工智能变得这样子的流行，我们里面更加渴望真实的。
And then the fifth point we all want in our heart is the peace.
第五样事情在我们心中渴慕的就是那个平安。
Not only the peace from dangers, but most important peace we want is actually peace from forgiveness.
不单是我们要寻求没有危险的这种平安，更需要的而是那个Can you repeat that again?
Peace from forgiveness.
哦，就是赦免得者的平安。
So, inside of us, we all want that peace.
因为在我们的内心都渴慕这样子的平安。
One day, if you find yourself, you sin against your best friends, for example, and then you really want the forgiveness from that friend.
也许有一天你看见你的一位老朋友，你实在心里渴慕的就是要从他那里得着他的赦免。
So when we find out ourselves we sin against God, then we want the most in our heart is the peace, that the forgiveness, only His perfect forgiveness can give us.
当我们意识到我们得罪神，我们里面最最渴慕的就是从他那里得着那个完全的赦免的平安。
So Lord Jesus here says,That if we come to Him and drink, that eternal life has all these characters. And then will be satisfied. And he says in 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow the rivers of living water.
所以主耶稣说，当我们信他，来到他面前来喝的时候，喝水的时候，他就会给我们这个永生。这些永生就包含了我们刚刚上面所说的所有的这些特性。在这里38节说，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
So the eternal life is not just that can endure forever, but most importantly, that all the characters, all these important ingredients in life characters are actually in the eternal life. So eternal life is more about the character of the life instead of just the duration.
所以说到永生，这个永生的生命不只是时间上的永远，更是说到这个永远的生命包括的所有这些属性，我们刚刚所说的这些永远的生命的属性。
And the Lord Jesus says that, as the scripture says, from his innermost being, from inside, will flow the rivers of living water. Inside means that it is in our life, and it is not depends on the outside circumstances.
主耶稣说，如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。这里说到腹中，说到是里面的，不是与外面的这些事件啊、环境啊有关系。
So even though you are in the trial, in the difficulty, but if you come to the Lord, that you can still feel with this satisfying the joy and the peace.
虽然我们可以在试炼当中，在难处当中，当我们来到神面前的时候，我们还可以得着这个满足。
You remember that Samaritan woman?
我们记得撒玛利亚妇人。
He was, he came to the well to draw water during the noontime.
他在正午的时候，太阳最猛的时候，来到井边取水。
And Lord Jesus met her. Lord Jesus was tired from traveling, so he asked her for water.
主耶稣累了，在井旁井边的休息，就问他有没有水喝。
And this woman immediate response was that you are a Jew, and why do you ask a Samaritan woman for the water?Because she had this racial bias in her heart.
而这个妇人当时马上的反应就是说，你作为一个犹太人，怎么向一个撒玛利亚妇人来要水喝呢？因为在他的心中，他知道当时是有这个两个种族之间的歧视。
And the Lord Jesus told her that if you know God's gift, and who asks you to give him water, then you would have asked him and he will give you living water.
所以主耶稣对他说，你若是知道这个问你要水喝的他有这个礼物的话，你马上就会问。
In other words, Lord Jesus says,
活水给你。
I come to see you is that I want to give you the living water, and I myselfIs that living water, is the gift that God wants to give to you.
所以主耶稣说，你若是我可以把这个活水给你，因为我有神的恩赐，因为我本来就是这个活水。
And Lord Jesus said, whoever drink this water, that means the well, that's Jacob's well, he will thirst again. But if anyone who drinks the water that I give him, then it will become in him.A well of living water springing to eternity.
那主耶稣告诉他，凡喝这水的，这个就是雅各井里头的水。他说还要再渴，但人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
See that God, Lord Jesus compared that water in the well and the water that Lord Jesus gave to her, that Lord Jesus actually planned to meet her there at the well. It's not that she happened to came across Lord Jesus. Actually, Lord Jesus purposefully, he came to seek her out and wanted to give the God's gift, that is himself, to her.
主耶稣其实是特意去那里要来寻找这位妇人，而不是这位妇人好像偶然在那里偶遇到主耶稣，而主耶稣告诉他，他有神的恩赐，主实在要把这个活水，就是主耶稣他自己来给他。
And then, and then Lord Jesus said that water, the Lord Jesus gave this living water, will become a well in her, and that will spring up to eternity.
而主耶稣要给他的是活水，是在他的里面要成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And then here, Lord Jesus, in the chapter 7, Lord Jesus says that it from his inner being will flow rivers of living water.
在这个第七章我们看见主耶稣说要在他的腹中流出活水的江河来。
So not only in us become whoever believe in him, in us there's a well of living water, but here it says rivers of living water. So it expands on that, and it's not only for ourselves, the rivers are for others as well.
对我们信的人来说，在前面说到的是那个泉源，但是在这里说到的是活水的江河。活水的江河指的是要给别的人带来祝福。
From one single person who believed in the Lord in a family, later the whole family came, all come to the faith in Christ Jesus.
就像我们说，一人得救，全家要蒙福，全家人都要信主。
A husband believe first, and wife see the change in her husband, and she'll become believer, and the children also later become believer.
这个做丈夫的信主，而他的妻子看见丈夫身上的那个改变，接着他也信主，以后全家包括孩子们都要信主。
And then whole nation can become, having faith in Christ Jesus.
而整个国家都可以在主里面得着这个信心。
And it can become whole civilization.
成为这个国家能够成为
A single person who believes in the Lord Jesus can change the culture in a civilization. Civilization is 文化。
文明呢？
文明。
就说到一个人信主了以后，给这个整个国家的文化带来文明。
And we know that history actually happened. One person can change the family, can change the whole tribe, can change the whole nation, can change the whole civilization.
历史上确实发生这样的事情，就是一个人得救，全家也得救，接着就是整个这个族类部落也改变了，甚至整个国家也变得文明了。
You come to the faith of Christ Jesus.
都来到主耶稣的面前来信他，信靠他，有成千上万的人。
So, thank the Lord, this is what is called the rivers of living water.
感谢主，这个就是主在这里说的活水的江河。
And then he had the little notes. John put the little notes here.
接着我们看到约翰在这里写了一个小小的有几点。
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, For the Spirit who was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那是还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So at the time, the Holy Spirit was not given, so they have to wait until Lord Jesus was glorified, meaning Lord Jesus had to die on the cross for us, and he had to be buried, and 3 days later, he will be resurrected, and then he would ascend to the heaven. That's what is called Lord Jesus was glorified.
在这里说到，是说到那个圣灵还没有赐下，因为主耶稣他还没有得着荣耀，而主耶稣他没有上十字架为我们受死，也没有埋葬，最后三天以后复活升天，所以在这里讲到主耶稣得荣耀是指的他的受死复活升天。
Because at the time when Lord Jesus proclaimed this, he hadn't reached his final time yet to die for us, to raise up for us, and to ascend to heaven for us. So he says that he was not yet glorified. But now today, Lord Jesus already glorified. He was already glorified. He accomplished complete perfect salvation for us. So whoever believes in him, we have a Holy Spirit in us.
所以讲这话的时候，主耶稣他还没有到最后，他要离开世界到父那里，指的是讲的十字架上所成就救赎这件事情。但是今天主耶稣他已经成就了所有这一切，而且他已经将圣灵赐给我们。
So Holy Spirit in us is to allow us, enable us to experience the all the fullness, riches in the salvation.
圣灵赐下来，让我们来经历主耶稣他的丰满、丰富，在他里面测不透的这个丰富。
And to make that spiritual reality real in our life.
使得这个圣灵，这个属灵里的那个实际成为我们的实际。
And you know, sometimes people believe in the Lord, they felt like Lord was very far away, it's intangible, they felt Lord is far, far from their practical life.
就好像许多的时候我们会有这样子的感觉，主离我们好远，摸不到，看不见。
It is the work of the Holy Spirit in us to make the spiritual things real in our life.
而这正是圣灵在我们里面的工作，让我们能够感觉这个属灵的事物是这样的真实。
Like the love, peace and joy.
讲到这个爱和平和喜乐，
We can experience them in our life.
我们可以在我们的生命中来经历他们。
And something very real to us.
对我们是如此的真实。
So let's just mention this five most important work of Holy Spirit in us. It's very,
那我们再来看
to us.
我们说这个前面说到这个五个属灵的这些的事物我们再来看在我们生命当中是真实的。
Now, the first thing that Holy Spirit comes is this in John 16, verse 7 through 8.
第一个我们看的是在约翰福音的16:7-8.
It is to enable us to see ourselves, enable us to see that we are sinners.
这个是让我们能够 看见明白我们自己是个罪人。
So here she says, Lord Jesus says, but I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come. Helper is Holy Spirit. But if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。这里的保惠师指的就是圣灵。
And then he, the Holy Spirit, concerning, he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment.
他这里指的圣灵既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So when we hear the gospel preached to us,
当我们听到福音传给我们的时候，
or when we read the Bible,
我们读圣经，
so we are convicted of our sin,
我们就开始明白我们是个罪人。
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
这是圣灵在我们里面的工作。
And most of the difficult thing to convince people to believe in the Lord is that he, that person does not believe he or she is a sinner.
最难的传福音的一点就是你要来让人看见他自己是个罪人，他不信就是一个罪人。
So we are such sinful that we deserve to die in the hell.
因着我们是如此的犯罪恶，我们实在值得下地狱。
So that's the most difficult part, to convince others that they are sinners and deserve to be sent to the hell, to live in hell eternally.
这是传福音中最难的一点，就是让人明白他自己是个罪人，而且他要最后在永远的地狱里面。
So, this is the work of Holy Spirit, that we will convince ourselves that we are sinners.
这是只有圣灵做工在那里让人知罪。
So Lord Jesus says,that the healthy does not need physician. Only sinners need the savior.
主耶稣来到世上说，健康的人不需要医生，只有生病的人需要医生。
And by the same token, the only sinners need savior.
而也只有这些生病的人需要救恩。
Sinners, 罪人。
罪人。
So, if you don't think you're sinners, you don't need the Lord Jesus.
所以当你不觉得自己是个罪人，你不需要主耶稣。
Yeah, so, I see people wearing the crosses, as ornaments, along their neck. And those are the people who are very healthy. They don't think themselves they are sinners. Most of them.
我看到有人挂着这个十字架的项链在脖子上面，其实那些人他们觉得自己是很健康，不需要救主的。
So now second thing, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit does in our heart, which is very relevant to us, is that Holy Spirit will give us rebirth in the,John chapter 3.
第二件事情就是在约翰福音第三章我们看见的圣灵所做的工作就是赐人永生。
That's very rich and very powerful in the government and very religious, holding the very high standard, in his moral.
我们看见这有一个人，他是这样子的，有高尚的道德，他又是这样的富有，是在政府里面做官的。
And he came to Lord Jesus at the night, and Lord Jesus, told him this.
他晚间来到主耶稣那里来寻找主耶稣。
Lord Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
耶稣回答他说：“我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”
And then he said further on, "Truly, truly, I say to you." Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣接着说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So there's a big gulf between the flesh and the Spirit.And there's no way we can do, no matter how many good works or how high your moral standard can bridge this gap.
所以在这里我们看见肉体和属灵这两样事情当中是有着这样的鸿沟，无论你用什么样的技术，什么样的努力，你都不可能来使这两样能够联系在一起。
So we have to be born again, born of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须得重生，是从圣灵生的。
So when we believe in the Lord Jesus, when we acknowledge our sins and accept the Lord Jesus, believe Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then Holy Spirit will give us rebirth, will cause us to be born again.
我们信耶稣，我们认罪悔改。我们来接受主耶稣做我们的救主，我们就得着这个永远的生命，重生。
And this is an eternal life that we receive.
这就是我们所要得着的永远的生命。
And third point is that Holy Spirit will cause us to experience the great love of God.
第三件事情圣灵要我们经历的就是从神来的那个伟大的爱。
So in the Romans 5, we have this.
在罗马十五章。
Now apostle, now it's Paul told us this.
使徒保罗告诉我们。
In the verse 3 and through 5, is the apostle Paul wrote to tell us this.That not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And the hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who was given to us.
罗马书五章三到五节，不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So Christians will encounter difficulties and trials and bad things as well.
作为基督徒，我们也会遇见患难、试炼这些坏的事情。
But during all these trials, tribulations, Holy Spirit will put out God's love in our hearts.
当我们在患难和这些试炼当中的时候，圣灵他将神的爱倾倒在我们心里。
So sometimes when we are in difficulties, we come to the Lord, our heart filled with the great peace and joy.
所以当我们在这个时候来到主面前的时候，我们心中充满了从主那里来的喜乐。
And it's kind of unreasonable and cannot explain.
这是没法解释的，好像也是不可理喻的。
It's not- We can experience sometimes only in trials, in difficulties, when we encounter in our life.
这个也是常常当我们只是在患难中，在非常大的苦痛当中来到主面前才经历得到的。
And another aspect the Holy Spirit's work in us is this. In Galatians tells us he will change us, transform us.
另外一个圣灵要做的是讲到我们的更新变化，在加拉太书里头说到的。
So here in the Galatians chapter 5:22, Paul wrote this to tell us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
在加拉太书五章二十二节说到，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
And chapter 5 said, if we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit.
在二十五节说到，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So in the 22, he talked about the fruits of Holy Spirit.It means it grows naturally.
22节说到圣灵所结的果子，是说这个是一个非常自然的一个生长的结果。
So those attributes will grow in us to change our character.
这些的果子的这些方面在我们里面长大，改变了我们这个人的个性。
So sometimes we can see that A life change is most powerful testimony to others.
我们生命中的改变常常是对人来说是一个最好的一个见证。
So, for example, maybe one of children got believed first in the family.
举个例子说，这家中有一个孩子先得救了。
So other siblings and his or her parents saw the life change in that person.And they later, gradually, they all become believers as well.
他的弟兄姐妹甚至父母看见在这个孩子身上的变化也一起来到主前信他。
Or a husband became believers first, and then wife witnesses the change in his life, so he was also later become a believer.
或是丈夫先信主了，而做妻子的看见丈夫身上的变化，也来信主。
So a Chinese says that it's easy to change a government, an empire, a dynasty, than change human nature, human character.
这个中国这个文学上面有说到，这个帝王的心容易改变，而人心却是更难。
应该说是江山易改，本性难移。So, but Holy Spirit, one of the main purpose to live in us forever is to change, transform our life.
圣灵他要在这里做工，就是要得着我们的改变。
And it grows naturally if we walk by the Spirit. That means we followed Holy Spirit's leading in us.
这里有说到，我们若是靠圣灵行事来顺服圣灵，他就会在我们里面做这样的工作。
So Holy Spirit leads us in a small, still voice. Sometimes we thought that it was psychological. Actually, it is not.
圣灵常常在我们心中用这个细小的、微小的声音来告诉我们，但有的时候我们不知道，我们以为只是我们自己心思里面出来的。
When I first become believers in the first few years, I thought that what I felt that's the wrong thing to do I shouldn't do and all the right thing I should do, I thought it was just psychological. Because now I become a believer, so psychological change, but that is not. This is a Holy Spirit lead us, guide us in us.
我刚信主的那几年，我里面常常会有这样子的感觉，说这些是不该做的，这些事是该做的。但那个时候我不明白，我以为只是我自己的脑子心思里面的，但其实这是圣灵在那里告诉我。
And the fifth point that is very important for us is this, that Holy Spirit in us, it become a down payment, become a pledge in us. So it's in the Ephesians 1, here it says, Paul tell us,
第五点是说到圣灵在我们的身上作为这个印记，就是让我们有这个得基业的这个凭据。保罗，使徒保罗在以弗所书的一章里头说到
In chapter 1 verse 13 he says, In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed,You were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance.
十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Now here says the seal. Now here in America we use the signature, but in Asia, in China,That where I came from, everybody using a seal. Everyone, when you're grown up, in a legal status, the family will give you a seal, personal seal. And you use that to open the bank account, do all these legal things. And the seal means that is you, that is yours.
在这里讲这个印记，那在美国现在我们常常用的就是个人的签名，但是在古代的中国都是用这个图章，这个图章是成为所有的法律程序，甚至开银行账号，这些都是需要用图章，好像在那里代表是你。
So a lot of people, when they had have a books, they will have a seal, they use a seal to seal all their books, that means thatthese books are mine.
有人他们把自己的藏书上面都盖上自己的图章，意思是说这是我的书。
And so what that means here is that God sealed us with the Holy Spirit, meaning that we belong to God. How do I know it? It is through the Holy Spirit. So,We have a Holy Spirit in us that proves that we belong to God. What a wonderful thought.
所以神在这里借着圣灵在我们里面有这样子的印记，好像告诉我们说我们是属乎神的，是何等美好的事。
Not only that, it says, who is given, Holy Spirit is given to us as a pledge of our inheritance.
这里还说到圣灵给了我们，让我们有这个得基业的凭据。
So some people using example, I think we'll use that to help us to illustrate this. You know that we often tell a story, when you go to heaven and the angels guarded the door to heaven says, what is your proof that you can enter into the heaven?So what is a ticket? You know, here we have this entrance, right? At the entrance, we all need to have a ticket to go to anywhere, right? So now, how do we show the angels the ticket?
有人这样用这个例子来做这个比方，说到当我们来到天上，这个守门的天使会在那里问，你有什么凭据你可以进去呢？那圣灵就是这个凭据，好像我们入场的那个入场券。
So, what is our ticket to heaven is that Holy Spirit.
能够进入天堂的就是圣灵做我们的这个凭据。
Now the Holy Spirit cannot be produced by AI. Do you notice that?
你知道吗？圣灵是不能借着人工智能来创造的。
Because he cannot be seen. He cannot be touched. He's not the physical. So he's a spirit. So AI has no way to manufacture or mimic or fake the Holy Spirit.
这是因为圣灵它是不可见不可摸不是物质上存在的所以人工智能它不能在这里仿造模仿不能在这里。
So Holy Spirit is AI proved.
所以圣灵是不被 AI 可以不能被 AI 来取代的。
It's like waterproof, right? The water cannot get in. It's AI proof. So it cannot be produced by AI.
就好像有些事情它是防水的所以这个圣灵也是可以防止 AI。
So the more you learn how to walk by the Holy Spirit in your Christian life, so Christians, when you believe, you're not done yet. That is just the beginning, and you have to learn how to walk, listen to the voice of Holy Spirit inside of you.
作为基督徒，我们信主得着圣灵，并不说我们已经完成了所有的一切，而这个只是开始。我们需要来学习听圣灵的声音，来顺服他，与他同行。
So how can we get saved? It is through acknowledgement of our sins and believe in Lord Jesus. Accept him as our Lord and Savior.
我们怎么能得救呢？是我们听了福音以后，我们愿意来接受，来相信，我们也在这里认罪悔改。
And once we done that, then Holy Spirit will enter in our hearts and stay with us forever.
若是我们这样来行，圣灵他就会住在我们里面。
And you start to experience what God promised in His Word.
我们开始经历神所应许的一切。
So God is not someone who is far away, but God is right here in your heart.
圣灵神并不在远处，而是他就在我们里面一直住着。
So let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for your blessing for this hour of fellowship in your gospel of your Son.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在主耶稣里面有这样福音的交通。
May the Holy Spirit take what is your word and apply to all the hearers today.
愿圣灵把你的话能够涂抹在每一个听见人的心中。
So that we can not only trust in the Lord Jesus, accept his salvation, but also have a Lord live in us, in the Holy Spirit, to guide us every single day.
是我们不单听到了，我们相信来接受他为救主，更是让圣灵住在我们里面，在那里带领我们，我们来跟随他。
May you today bless those who haven't trusted in the Lord Jesus to have salvation yet. Bless them with the salvation in Christ Jesus.
愿你赐给在我们中间还没有信主、接受主的，让他们能够得着这个救恩，来相信你。
And for those who are already your children, but they are wandering around, do not have this assurance of the salvation, may you bless them with the assurance through the works of the Holy Spirit in them.
也为这些已经信主但是对得救救恩没有确据的，愿主你借着你自己的圣灵做工在他们里面，把这样的确据赐给他们。
and bless them with the desire to walk by the Holy Spirit.
赐给他们这样的渴慕，愿意来跟随圣灵。
In Christ Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣最宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.